Wendy Patton with the Progressive Policy Matters Ohio says a study from Cleveland State University found most of the jobs created by the state's motion picture tax credit were temporary, and that film tax credits haven't worked well for other states either.
There hasn't been a big enough return on investment, and it becomes more and more expensive with each widening.
Greg Lawson with the Conservative Buckeye Institute opposes the credit because he says the state shouldn't be picking winners and losers.
I do have to just say, we're not going to become the Hollywood of the Midwest with this thing. That's just not going to happen.
While the elimination of the credit is in the House version of the budget, there's also a separate bill that would more than double that credit to $100 million. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.